From Streamline Publishing, the Radio and Television Business Report, and Radio Inc., welcome to another Hispanic Radio Podcast. Hi, my name is Adam R. Jacobson, and I'm the Editor-in-Chief of the Radio and Television Business Report at RBR.com. And we have a very special interview today with Linda Parra. She is the founder and president of Nuestra Gente Community Projects and WVZC, a low-power radio station at 96.5 FM, serving the city of Toledo, Ohio. Welcome, Linda. How are you?
Good. Hola, Adam. ¿Cómo estás?
Todo está bien. Estoy aquí en Las Vegas por el convention, el gran unión del NAB, National Association of Broadcasters. So there's a lot to learn here, but I think there's also a lot to learn from you in Toledo, Ohio, or as some might say, Toledo, Ohio. It's fascinating to me. It's fascinating to me because I was in Toledo once, and that was in May of 1994. And I certainly didn't think of Toledo as a center for Hispanics. Obviously, that has changed. The Latino population is growing by leaps and bounds in communities across the United States. It actually now includes Toledo. So I'm wondering if you could talk a little bit about how the Latin community in your part of Ohio has grown, and how that led you and your group to launch a radio station serving that new audience.
Yes, like you mentioned, the population is growing here in Lucas County. We're about almost 30,000 Latinos in this county. And that is the reason why Nuestra Gente radio station is successful. I started my Spanish radio show, Nuestra Gente, in 2005 with the goal of connecting with the Latino community of this city. The radio show was a community program serving the community, informing members about the programs and organization, and it was very successful. Listeners always ask me why the radio show was only on a few hours a week, and that was the reason for the beginning of this. Has a 24-hour Spanish radio station in Toledo. On December 30th, 2017, at 2:59 p.m., and I write down the time that we went on the air. Yes, I was so excited. I have to see the clock and say, yes, 2:59 p.m. We put on there the first and only Spanish-speaking Latina woman-owned local radio station. WBCLP 96.5 FM in Toledo, Ohio. It's a non-profit public radio station licensed to the Nuestra Gente Community Projects that provide a broadcasting service in Spanish to the Spanish-speaking community in Lucas County and Wood County, as well as those interested in Spanish community and services. We operate 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The music that we offer to our station is a mix with the traditional rhythms that distinguish the culture of different Latin American countries. So, pretty popular. We had a lot of listeners in combination to the Facebook page. Nuestra Gente 96.5 is a trusted source of information in a community department that is rising challenge to fill the gap and meet the need of the local Latino Spanish population here in Toledo.
So I have I wanted to just ask some questions about the population in general in Toledo. I understand that you are from Venezuela, and from what we know about the Hispanic population up the road in Detroit, it's traditionally been a first generation Mexican, in terms of the people that are first settling there and then having the follow through with Central Americans. How can you describe the nature of the Hispanic market in the greater Toledo area? Because there are probably some marketers out there, and there are probably some radio owners out there that simply think Hispanic, and they unfortunately will consider that homogenous. So what is really the heritage of the Hispanic community in Toledo?
We had only enough people from Mexico. We had people from Honduras, Guatemala, República Dominicana, Dominican Republic.
So very diverse.
Salvador, Venezuela, Colombia. It's a mix. I mean, we had a lot of Latino people from different countries, South America, Central America.
So for the operator that is rather unversed or non-versed, whatever my English is today, how would you explain to the first timer that wants to get into Spanish language radio how to properly program when the audience is so diverse? Obviously, you couldn't do 100% cumbias or todo lo mexicano or salsa y merengue todo el tiempo, because you would be putting on programming that would not be of appeal to a percentage of the audience that is still in need of something. So how do you balance everything out?
Mixing the music. I play a little bit of bachata, salsa, merengue, cumbia, reggaeton, mariachi, baladas. It's a little bit of everything, and we make kind of and play that type of music on our station. Everybody is happy. I got Mexicans that say, "Can you play more banda? Can you play more mariachi?" So I take their request, and then I have people from Texas. You know that. People from Texas, they're second or third generation of Mexicans, you know? So they asked me for Tejano music.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's put Tejano music. And then people from Dominican Republic asked me, can you play more merengue and salsa? And from Cuba also. I forgot to mention we have people here from Cuba.
So it's
a so I try to make everybody happy,
which is not an easy thing to do. So perhaps a skilled programming consultant will be a good thing to have. Before we wrap up, the last question I would have is really about serving the community with information and really giving them that connection point. A lot of broadcasters will say, oh, we definitely need to target this new community of listeners that have no place to go because they don't have a comfortable language in which to tune to on a radio or TV station. In doing so, they will perhaps pipe in satellite programming from Mexico. So all the news is from home. But if you've move to Ohio and you want to become part of the community in Ohio, you need to provide the listener with things in their language, in their comfort zone, about their new home. So how are you doing that? And how is that really already making an impact in the community with Nuestra Gente?
We're providing a voice in a forum to those whose primary language is Spanish. Access the media and local information in their native language, because currently English language is the only form of mass communication in this region and this city.
Mm-hmm.
So local news and information that is related to the child's school, social services, community services, programs and events, safety, health education, mental health education. So we're trying to provide all those all this information to our community, so they will know what is going on around there, then, and what are the services that they have access to it. Radio station, which is a community-based radio station.
Which means that you would have underwriting support. So if there are businesses that wanted to come in and support you, there is an opportunity to do so.
Yep, we are underwriting, and we provide new. So we can get sponsorships and different types of programming to the stations for our community about what is going on. And also, Perry, Lewis, and Dania, Salt Fork, Oregon, those are the other cities that we are reaching to our Metro Hampton 96.5.
Well, I really appreciate speaking with you today. You're filling a void in a marketplace that really had no place to tune to. And whether you are a community broadcaster or you are a commercial broadcaster, there could be an opportunity just like this in your town. So if you'd like to learn more, please visit www.facebook.com/nuestra, N-U-E-S-T-R-A, gente, G-E-N-T-E, 96.5 FM. And you'll get more information about this community project and learn a little bit more about WVZCLP 96.5 in Toledo, Ohio. So again, Linda, I want to thank you for participating in this Hispanic Radio Cast.
Gracias, Linda.
Y gracias a todos para escuchando a nuestro podcast. This is a presentation. This is a presentation of Streamline Publishing, copyright 2018. Have a great day.